The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the field for exciting gridiron action. And now here's the voice of Irish football, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
And a pleasant good evening to you football fans, wherever you may reside. The happy homecoming 2025 to all of you in Irish Nation, wherever you may reside, in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the internet. Along with my broadcast partner, Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of DeSales High School football on your home for Irish Radio. Irish Radio, as you all know, is presented by our good friend Charlie Conan at Conan Rock Products. It has satisfied the Valley's rock and gravel needs for half a century, in part by helping to beautify the Walla Walla Valley with decorative rocks and boulders. Conan Rock Products. Its phone number is 541-938-6856, and its address is 81890 House Creek Road in Milton Freewater. Our pregame show tonight is presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries, 512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to dave@concreteindustries.com for all your concrete queries. And tonight we're coming to you from Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, where the undefeated DeSales Irish will be playing host to the Eagles of Yakima Nation Tribal, Steve.
Yeah, and even though they're a small squad, it looks like they're doing a good job of pre-warming up down there. Pre-warming up, what kind of language is that? How about just warming up? And I was going to do your intro for you, because he was frantically doing some paperwork over here, and I don't think I could have done it as good as you. Go for it, Roy.
Thank you very much. The DeSales Irish come into this game, the program, a 9-game home winning streak. And since 2021, the Irish program in Ty Baffney Field has posted a record of 18-2. The only losses, a playoff loss to Winlock in 2021. And two seasons ago on Sausage Fest weekend, the Irish were defeated by Liberty Bell. Head coach Josh Richard, a most impressive record since taking over the Irish program. Josh with a record of 37-11 as head coach. Our touchdowns are presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Greg Tompkins at Tompkins Appliance. They've been specializing in parts, service, and repair since 1966. Call 529-3185 or go to www.tompkinsappliance.com. For more information, Tompkins Appliance is located at 270 East Boeing Avenue at the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Our kickoffs will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Lynn Irish Clark at Farmers Insurance, 511 West Main Street in Walla Walla. Farmers get you back where you belong. And our sidelines are sponsored by our good friend and DeSales alum Donnie Biaggi at Biaggi Appraisal Services, 1066 Biaggi Lane in Walla Walla. Call 509-570-6670 or send an email to DonnieBiaggi@yahoo.com for all appraisal service questions. Our two-point conversions will be presented by our friends and DeSales alumni at Chase Electric, 989 South Campbell Road in Walla Walla. Its phone number is 509-529-5071. And our first downs will be presented by our good friend and DeSales booster Hank Warden at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Hank a call at 509-240-3948. And our quarters will be presented by the Campos family at ACO Janitorial Services, commercial and residential. They specialize in carpet, tile, and window cleaning. ACO will be there when you move out or in. Licensed and insured and offering free estimates, ACO Janitorial Services, 509-200-3700. Can also be reached at acojanitorial12@gmail.com. ACO Janitorial Services, loyalty and respect towards our neighbor enriches our spirit. And our scoreboard mentions will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Kevin Minyagi at Minyagi Hauling Services. Need a haul? Give Kevin a call at 509-301-3000. 3-3, 3-1. Steve?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was watching down here, and they're not bad. I mean, got a decent arm. Maybe not a lot of distance on the quarterback, but making some good connections. But these are the types of games that the people in green down there just cannot look past. I know they have a tough competition next week, and this team is struggling a little bit, but you cannot look past them because they have been well coached. They're good kids, and there's no reason to look past them. So everybody do your job, and let the scoreboard do what it does. And that's all I can say. The smart thing is to just do your job.
Our halftime sponsors this season, Tallman's Pharmacy. We're happy to have them sponsoring our halftime report. We're also thrilled to have the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Flora Council 766 in Walla Walla, sponsoring our athletic director's update. And our halftime statistics presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. And during our post-game show, it is powered, as you all know, by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's PowerVac. Also happy to have Eric Kimball, CPA, sponsoring our player of the game. And our final statistics are presented by the aforementioned good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. During the course of our Concrete Industries pregame show, we'll be featuring starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball, a coach's corner interview presented by Tom's Yard Care, sales head coach Josh Richard. Coming up next, a Walla Walla OMS player profile interview with the sales sophomore Dominic Fazzari. We'll have that conversation for you when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
My name is Father Leo Paddling Hug. Certainly I'm an atypical priest because I was a breakdancer. I've got 2 third degree black belts in the martial arts, and so the next logical step is priesthood, right? And after that is cooking show. How does this all happen? Well, I think it's because I'm not afraid of who I am.
Father Leo Paddling Hug is coming to Walla Walla's Assumption Parish for a 3-day mission on November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Stay tuned for more information.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back to Irish Radio, everyone. Presented by Conan Rock Products, I'm Roy Elia. And the Concrete Industries pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Caso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillo Facial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. And we are delighted to be joined this time around by Dominic Fazzari, a sophomore member of this year's DeSales High School football team. And Dominic, what a bonanza. Last Friday night at Ty Baffney Field, the DeSales Irish have beat a quality opponent, the top-ranked 8-man football team in the state of Oregon, the Union Bobcats. The final count, DeSales 58 and Union 20. Talk about that contest. Certainly a lot of fun last Friday night in the home opener.
Oh, of course. You know, we came into there expecting a pretty tough competition, and we really played up to it and didn't really back down. They did have quite a few starting players out that we didn't expect them to, but still we really put it to them and didn't let off the gas, and we came out of it pretty happy with our performance. Obviously, a few things we need to work up on, but overall pretty pleased with that performance.
And talk about that catch you made on the near sideline. A little bit of a juggling act, a little bit of a tip drill.
So their backer ended up coming up forward a little bit on that route. So I was pretty open, but I didn't run it as fast as I probably could have. And the ball ended up going a little farther. And so I kind of reached out, not really expecting to grab anything. And my hand kind of made contact with the ball, and I ended up coming down with it somehow against all odds.
And you got your feet wet a little bit during your sophomore year in that season opener against Waitsburg, and then had a fine game against Eddyette, and followed it up with a respectable performance against Union. Not bad for a young man who is, 24 hours or so removed from the flu bug?
Yeah, I ended up getting pretty sick last week at the beginning of the week. Mm-hmm. But I figured I could push through it, and then the day before the game, I felt pretty crummy, so I decided to stay home. But the next day, I figured I shouldn't miss a football game for a sickness, so I ended up going out there, and we were kind of playing it by ear, but after the adrenaline hit, I was pretty excited to go play some football, and I just kind of made do with what I had.
Now, last week, I spoke to junior quarterback Cohen Wood, and he talked about the close-knit nature of this year's team. It seems to be a very unified team here in 2025. Is that the way you see it?
Oh, absolutely. I've never really seen a team this excited about each other's success. I mean, every single time somebody gets a tackle, somebody gets a good run, we're all down there fist bumping, high-fiving, plowing into each other for celebration. It's just amazing to see each other revel in each other's success.
And this week, of course, you've got all the distractions, all the color, all the pageantry of homecoming. Yakima Nation Tribal comes to town on Friday night for the homecoming football game. It's always an exciting week, homecoming. Now, I have talked to Coach Richard in the past about, the coach's occasional anxiety about weeks like this. How is it from the player's perspective?
I mean, obviously, there's a little bit of added pressure with all the different festivities, and you're always competing with the other classes, trying to make sure that you can win the homecoming trophy. But one of the bigger things is kind of separating the game, football, from the games of homecoming, and I try to keep them separate in my mind and try to make sure that none of the stuff interferes with practices or none of the stuff interferes with the games, especially, because even though sometimes your opponents aren't the level that you've played in the past, it's easy to lose some focus there. So one of the bigger things is just trying to make sure that we're getting better each day as a team, and never letting ourselves slip away.
Now, are there specific things that the team needs to improve on, or is it just kind of an overall thing?
There are a lot of smaller technique, communication-based things. But as a team, I think even the nitpicking stuff, there's overall, our defensive coordinator has even told us that it's kind of hard to find some of the stuff we've done well. Even when we mess up, we're only messing up by, 3 or 4 yards. And so I think that even though there's always stuff to point out in football of what you've done wrong, I think that overall we're making a lot of strides as a team, especially compared to the beginning of the season where, obviously, you always mess up at the beginning, but I think we've made a lot of strides just since then, and I think we're going to make a lot of strides in the future as well.
Now, you personally, do you like offense better or defense?
I've really always been more of an offensive guy, and even last year, I didn't get too much time on the defensive side of the ball, but I did get quite a bit on offense, and it's a lot of fun having the duality as a tight end where you're always involved in any play. You're helping the pass protection, or you're going and getting a linebacker on the run, or you're routing and sometimes scoring. So I just love playing a tight end.
Now, last year you were in a position where you're kind of taking baby steps. This year, starting to find your stride a little bit?
Yeah, last year I did play quite a bit at the beginning of the season because our starting tight end Hudson had gotten injured. And so that's when I played most of the beginning of the season last year. But I did play quite a bit on our special teams, and I would get in on offense outside of Hudson being injured every once in a while too. But this year I've gotten a lot more involved in the defensive side of the ball, and I've also gotten a lot more involved in the offensive side of the ball, being in almost every single one of our formations now.
Well, we certainly wish Dominic Vasari all the best in this upcoming game with Yakima Nation Tribal, and certainly all the best the remainder of this 2025 season that, needless to say, has gotten off to an outstanding start for the DeSales Irish. Thank you, Dominic Vasari, oh so very much. And that brings to an end our player profile segment for this week. It was presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Caso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. Coming up next, the Tom's Yard Care Coach's Corner, when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. During May and June, we sold more new Toyotas than any two-month span in our history. Our formula is simple. Our team is dedicated to an unmatched customer experience, and our prices simply cannot be touched. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Irish Radio, everyone. Presented by Conan Rock Products, I'm Roy Elia. And the Concrete Industries pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Tom Richard at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. And head coach Josh Richard, the home opener last Friday night at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. The Irish win in a big way against a very tough Union football team, Oregon's number one ranked eight-man football team, a final count of 58-20.
Yeah, it was certainly a good way to open up the home stand here that we have right now. Boys came out and played really, really well. Like you said, Union was number one team in Oregon, so we're expecting a really tough challenge from them. Unfortunately for them, they were missing a couple of their key guys, but that's not to take anything away from our kids. They, for the most part, executed extremely well offensively, defensively. You know, they made some plays on us. They still had some pretty good athletes out there, but overall it was a pretty good first home game.
There were times in that game where Union looked tremendously impressive, looking all the part, if you will, the number one ranked team in the state of Oregon among eight-man football teams. But in the end, the Irish themselves looked tremendously impressive, and then some.
Yeah, Union definitely made us work on the defensive side of the ball. They had some talented ball carriers and talented receivers, and you know, they got us a couple times. We made adjustments, and honestly surprised we ended up getting the running clock on them. But that's a credit to our kids and our coaches and getting things figured out and getting in the end zone a lot of times.
The offense shined, the defense shined, and there were some good moments for the special teams as well, especially in the return game.
It was a mixed bag on the special teams. Mm-hmm. Union had a kick return on it for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. They ran a little reverse on us, which, you know, you don't rep that stuff very often in practice, especially against an unfamiliar opponent. But then, you know, Mac, he had a nice return right after that, and Jason had a couple of good returns on punt return. And special teams, I think, can a lot of ways be kind of a dividing line between the good teams and the great teams, and mm-hmm. so we'll keep trying to emphasize that and maybe get some big plays off of that.
And you allude to it, you know, people can talk about offense, they can talk about defense, but boy, there have been so many games in the past, I don't care what level you're talking about, high school, college, pro, the special teams in a lot of cases, oh so very important.
Yeah, they are really important, especially at the high school level, because we don't get quite as much time to work on it as your colleges and your pros. And we're fortunate to have a really talented punter. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get the snaps back to him, but he does a good job in the kicking game, Alan does, and we got to tighten up our coverage a little bit, but it's still early in the season as far as that goes, and we just get better and better each week at it.
And there was a fair amount of solid hitting going on out there.
Yeah, we had some pretty good hits. Caleb Bingham, he flies around really well, usually has a couple of those. Hudson, and the one that was really fun to see was Sam Kolb, his first time out here playing football ever at any level. And so him coming down on a little out route, getting a big hit, that was pretty awesome to see.
Offensively, a very balanced attack, and the defense comes up with three more sacks.
Yeah, this was really good balance for us offensively. I think it's the first time this year we ran for more yards than we threw. Credit to Caleb Bingham and Cohen and the offensive line for getting our yards. I think we had close to 300 yards rushing, I think. And Cohen threw the ball really well. Receivers caught it. And then, if you can get up big, and I think Union was a little bit more of a running team than they were a throwing team, so get them out of their comfort zone a little bit, and that's what we were able to do.
And on Friday night, the Irish will look to go 4-0 on the 2025 season, the homecoming game on Friday night. They'll be playing host to a team that historically the Irish have dominated in Yakima Nation Tribal, but you can't look back and say, well, last year we beat them by X, the year before that beat them by Y, the year before that beat them by Z. You just got to go out, execute, and do all the things necessary to get to 4-0.
Yeah, you're definitely right. You can't overlook anybody. And, the ultimate goal is for us just to get better every week. And kind of regardless of who we're playing, we have to have good practices to accomplish that, to get better every week. We got to push each other in practice. And, like you said, historically it's been a one-sided affair with this group. And it's a little harder these days to keep kids away from seeing the other team because of all the streaming and stuff like that. But, we sent a pretty good message today at practice to make sure we're focusing on ourselves more than anything and just keep getting better for the next week, because the next week is a 2B school, and the odds are it's going to be a much more physical, much more athletically gifted team that we're going to see this week. So we can't afford to take any days off regardless of who we're playing.
And make no mistake about it, in the past, Yakima Nation Tribal has had its share of good athletes. I recall the 2019 meeting between the two teams at Toppenish High School. I believe it was Toppenish High School's soccer field, and they had one big behemoth in the backfield. At times it took four or five or six Irish to take him down.
Yeah, they definitely have had their guys. That's one of my more favorite games from our eight-man stint. We were missing some starters, and I remember little Seamus Doohan was getting his first start at linebacker, and he ran right up in there and took that guy out by the legs. And you're right. They could easily have somebody like that this year. We haven't seen a ton of their stuff yet, but just have to be ready for anything. So we're going to do that this week.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Tom Richard at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. Coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups, where the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
And welcome back to Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia, continuing our Concrete Industries pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, and DeSales alum Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting offense for the DeSales Irish, as announced by head coach Josh Richard. At quarterback, Cohen Wood, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds, and a junior. At running back, Caleb Bingham, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 185 pounds, and a junior. Wide receivers, Jason Guest, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 145 pounds, and a senior. And Malachi Raymond, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 170 pounds, and a junior. Starting tight end, Dominic Fazzari, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, and a sophomore. And up front for the Irish, Alan Campo, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 200 pounds and a senior. Hudson Hall, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 250 pounds and a junior. And Manning Phelan, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds and a senior. The starting defense for the DeSales Irish, the defensive ends, Alan Campos, 6'2", 200 and a senior. And making his first start, Anakin Houchin, 5 feet 7 inches tall, 140 pounds and a senior. Starting nose guard will be Hudson Hall, 6'2", 250, and a junior. Middle linebacker will be Caleb Bingham, 6'2", 185, and a junior. Linebacker, Mateo Jimenez, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, and a freshman. Starting cornerbacks, Cohen Wood, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds, and a junior. And Maddox Phelan, 5'8", 155 pounds, and a senior. Safety will be Jason Guest. He is 5'9", 145, and a senior. Those are the starting lineups. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, and DeSales alum Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And that will do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries, 512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to dave@concreteindustries.com for all your concrete queries. Steve?
And it looks like Yakima is going to receive. And let's get this. Man, we have got a perfect night for football. That's not even going to be 70 degrees for most of this night. The people sitting in the stands might would like it to be a little bit warmer, but the kids playing out there under all that gear, 60 degrees is wonderful.
Game time temperature, 67 degrees. Winds up to 4 miles per hour, so a beautiful, beautiful night. This homecoming 2025 football game about to start in just a few moments. And, Steve, what a special, special national anthem we had earlier. We were blessed to have Tessa Klein, Walla Walla Fair Queen, the daughter of Tony Klein, a DeSales alum, presenting a flag prior to the contest. It was absolutely amazing as she made her way down the sideline and around the end zone into the far sideline on a horse while holding the Stars and Stripes.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to add that horse part. I just don't know that thing as she was out there jogging laps around the field. But, yeah, that was pretty cool. So, need a little bit of wind, though, to give that flag even more motion.
Well, we are set our first quarter this evening, presented by ACO Janitorial Services. And Alan Campos about to deliver our first Farmers Insurance kickoff of the night, and we're going to be starting this evening just before 7 o'clock, and we are delighted to have you with us for this DeSales football broadcast. Arnie Kahama, player back deep for Yakima Nation Tribal, stationed at his 25-yard line, kick in the air, and it's a high end-over-end kick, going to bounce inside the 10-yard line. It's going to roll dead at the 3-yard line. Kahama's going to have to pick it up. He avoids one tackler, but several DeSales players there to wrap him up at around the 10-yard line. So a fine, fine kick on the part of Alan Campos, and he deadened the ball inside the 5 at around the 2, a short return by Kahama. Yakima Nation Tribal, 1st and 10 at its 10-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, he kind of stumbled and bumbled his way back to up to the 10, so that worked out good for him, but otherwise they would have been pinned back there really bad. An excellent kick by Campos.
So 1st and 10 for the Eagles at their 10-yard line. The last three matchups between these two teams, all DeSales, all the time. The Irish, 218 points in the last three meetings between these two teams. Yakima Nation Tribal with 8 points in those three matchups. The Eagles up to the line of scrimmage, wide side of the field to the right, receivers each way, and a shotgun formation. And a first down running play. Ball carrier going around the far side. He breaks the line of scrimmage, but not much more. Some nice pursuit on the part of the DeSales defense to wrap up the ball carrier. And let's see who carried the football. It's kind of hard to tell as he went to the far side. It looked like the ball carrier for Yakima Nation Tribal. Guess what, folks? Number 18, and number 18 is not on the roster, Steve.
No, but the tackle was led by Maddox Filon. He got his hands wrapped around him, and then the cavalry came in there and helped close it down.
Gain of 1 yard on the play to the 11-yard line. Second down and 9 yards to go for Yakima Nation Tribal. Eagles up to the line of scrimmage. That snap was taken just a few moments ago by Max Oates. Signals called. This time the snap will go through his hands, and it's going to be recovered, I believe, by the Irish inside the 5-yard line, and it's recovered for a touchdown! Alan Campos recovers the ball about a yard deep in the end zone, and just like that, the Irish are on the board with 10 minutes and 54 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. The first Tompkins Appliance, a touchdown of the night from the DeSales defense, Steve.
And the free kicker got to get a touchdown. That works out pretty cool. Only in 8-man football. Only in 8-man football.
Oh, without a doubt. So on the muff, the Irish capitalize, and now the Chase Electric 2-point conversion. The defense putting the ball into the Premier Motors end zone just 1:06 after the opening kickoff. And here's the 2-point conversion drive presented by Chase Electric. Handoff, Cohen Wood to Caleb Bingham, and Caleb is into the end zone for the Chase Electric 2-point conversion, and with 10:54 remaining in the first quarter, DeSales 8, Yakima Nation Tribal, no score. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Stone and Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
A short farmer's insurance kickoff to the near side, taken by Yakima Nation Tribal, and a nice tackle by Anakin Houchin at the 31-yard line. Yakima Nation Tribal to start at its 31. First down and 10 yards to go. Maddox Martelli with the short return of that Farmers Insurance kickoff off the boot of Alan Campos. Nice coverage by the Irish special team, Steve.
Yep, everybody stayed in their spots, and Anakin did a good job of just wrapping him up and taking him down. That was a beautiful open field tackle.
Eagles up to the line of scrimmage. Over the football at center is Sage George. Receivers each way. Two backs in the backfield. Snap back to Oates. Play action fake. Sets up to pass. Here comes the rush, and he is going to be thrown down by Mateo Jimenez at the 25-yard line. A loss of 6 on the play, and that is sack number 11 on the season for the DeSales defense, Steve.
Yeah, Mateo Jimenez just took him down. That was a great tackle. I don't know if you want to even call it a tackle. He kind of threw him to the ground, but he wrapped him up and just had the right leverage, and down he went.
Second down, 16 yards to go, coming up for Yakima Nation Tribal at its 25-yard line. 10:09 and counting. The time remaining to be played in the first quarter. The Irish 8, the Eagles no score. The play clock down to 10. Yakima Nation Tribal breaks the huddle with 8 seconds on the play clock. Receivers each way, wide side of the field to the right. And Oates takes the snap, play action fake, sets up to pass. Southpaw looking to pass, and he will not be able to pass, and he is brought down back at the 20-yard line. Hudson Hall was there for the defense. One other Irish defender there as well. I believe it was Alan Campo, Steve.
Nope, it was Anakin Houchin.
Houchin. And immediately a timeout called by Yakima Nation Tribal after the sack. And that comes with 9:31 remaining in the first quarter. DeSales 8, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Irish make their way back onto the field from their Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side. And here come the Eagles from the far side. Welcome back to Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. DeSales 8, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. 9 minutes, 31 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter of this 8-man football game. Official's whistle sounds. The timeout period is over. And the snap back to Oates, and Oates is going to be tackled. The ball is loose, and the Irish make the recovery. A sack by Hudson Hall, a recovery of that fumble by Anakin Houchin, Steve.
Yep, you got all that right, and you said it right, just like I would have said. Yeah, right. Anyway, good job. Going to have good field position for the Irish, that's for sure.
Inside the 20-yard line at the 18, so a loss of 3 on the sack. That's already 3 sacks in the game for the DeSales defense. Anakin Houchin with the fumble recovery. First and 10, Irish. And Wood back to pass. They come with a blitz, rolls to the far side, throws his pass into the end zone, and the ball is caught! A one-handed grab on the far side for an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. An incredible catch by Jason Guest. Guest, who's coming to dinner. A remarkable 6-pointer for the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, that was a beautiful catch. It was just a little bit tall, and Jason Guest just stuck his paw up there and was able to control it. Good job. He didn't even go out of the end zone, so that was a good catch. And you don't know if you remember last year, we were angling, or I was angling, for some fry bread.
That's right.
Are you hungry for fry bread tonight?
I'm hungry for some more points.
Yeah, there you go. I think you're going to get them.
9:18 remaining in the first quarter, DeSales 14, and Yakima Nation Tribal no score. Chase Electric, 2-point conversion try, a pitch to Bingham going around the far side, and he is into the end zone for the Deuce. He is into the Premier Motors end zone, is Caleb Bingham. And with 9:18 remaining in quarter number one, it's now DeSales 16, and Yakima Nation Tribal no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
A great start for the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, that was a fluke down there on the goal line, and then able to knock the ball loose from the quarterback. You know, that's just a program that's built rebuilding, so we're not going to be hard on them. They're good kids, and, you know, they all deserve to hold their head up, too.
DeSales 16, Yakima Nation Tribal no score, 9 minutes, 18 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. Farmers Insurance kickoff by Alan Campos. High end-over-end kick and short to the near side. Going to take a big bounce. Going to take another bounce. It's a free ball, and I think the Irish may have got on it. No, not quite. Maddox Filan came very, very close to recovering that kick, but Arnie Kahama making the recovery. The Irish coming very, very close to recovering that Farmers Insurance kickoff, but Kahama makes the recovery. But the good news for the Irish is the Eagles will start in poor field position back at the 15-yard line in Yakima Nation Tribal Territory, Steve.
Yeah, that was well covered. Everybody was in their lane. Everybody got down there, and I wouldn't say he outkicked the coverage. That was a perfect kick. So Eagles are back up to the line.
Two receivers out to the right, one to the left. Now two receivers each way, an empty backfield. Joe Oldperson, now assuming the quarterback role, takes the snap. And now he's going to run it up the middle. A quarterback draw breaks one arm tackle, and he will get it ahead. He'll be close to an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down, and a penalty flag behind the play. A DeSales player back behind the play got clobbered. Got clocked, did Dominic Fazari, and I believe it was Yakima Nation Tribal's Kobe Sampson with a little bit of extracurricular activity, and I think this one is going to cost the Eagles yardage, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's been a big point of emphasis for the last 10, 15 years, as any contact behind the play does not need to happen. So it's usually extracurricular, and it needs to be addressed.
Well, it was addressed there. Half the distance of the goal, so first down. And a long 17 to go for Yakima Nation Tribal at its 7.5-yard line. They were flagged for holding. Empty backfield once again. Two receivers each way. Wide side of the field to the right. And here's a pass over the middle. It is overthrown and incomplete. The intended receiver over the middle was Mark Kelly, but the pass off of his fingertips and incomplete, Steve.
Yeah, and the quarterback had to get rid of that ball because the defense was coming hard. And I feel sorry for this situation. The quarterback's running to the coach every time to get the play, so the poor quarterback's going to run a marathon before this game's over.
9:07 remaining to be played in the first quarter. DeSales 16 and Yakima Nation Tribal no score. That is your Minyagi Hauling Services score. And slowly up to the line of scrimmage come the Eagles. Again, an empty backfield, two receivers each way for Yakima Nation Tribal. Play clock down to 4. And the quarterback back to pass. Oldperson throws a pass. It is deflected in the air and intercepted by the Irish. And now a scrum ensues at around the 10-yard line. And finally, the ball carrier is taken down. And it's going to be first down and goal to go for the Irish after the interception by Manning Filan, Steve.
Yeah, Manning Filan with a great interception. They did the tip drill and everybody got a chance at it. And I thought we were at a rugby game there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've watched rugby on TV, but I've never been to a rugby game.
Well, you just witnessed one there.
Yeah, I think so.
Or a portion of one, anyway.
Yep.
So first down and goal to go for the DeSales Irish at the Yakima Nation Tribal 3-yard line. That pass batted into the air and taken by Manning Filan. And then a few yards and a scrum later, the Irish in tremendous, sensational field position. Wood back to pass. Pass over the middle. The pass over the intended receiver, Anakin Houchin, and incomplete. Arne Kahama with the coverage for Yakima Nation Tribal, about 6 yards deep in the end zone, Steve.
Yeah, I thought the Eagle secondary looked pretty good on that one. They did a good job of covering everybody I could see. Every receiver that went out had a coverage on them. So, nice job, Eagles.
Second down, goal to go for the Irish at the Yakima Nation Tribal 3-yard line. DeSales 16, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. 8:51 remaining to be played in the first quarter. Shotgun formation. Cohen Wood takes the snap, going to pitch it to Bingham. Around the far side he goes, and he will waltz into the end zone for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown. Caleb Bingham scores the touchdown. Caleb coming off a marvelous performance last week. 14 carries for 150 yards, and that little scamper, his second touchdown of the season, Steve.
Yeah, that was a nice run. I mean, he was wide open. I think you and I could have maybe made that one.
Oh, absolutely.
I couldn't run that far, though.
No, you would have made it.
I think you think so?
I have all the confidence in the world.
Oh, man, between a broken back and a stroke, I don't know.
Other than that, no worries, right?
Yeah.
Chase Electric, two-point conversion try, play-action fake. Wood rolls to the far side. His pass far side is caught by Dominic Fazzari with two hands for the two-point conversion. The sure hands of Dominic Fazzari netting the Irish a couple of more points. The Irish into the Premier Motors end zone again. And with 8:47 left in the first quarter, DeSales 24, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Farmers Insurance kickoff by the Irish. A short return on the part of Yakima Nation Tribal. The ball fumbled, and it was recovered by Ben Garcia. Was that fumble, that misfortune on the part of Yakima Nation Tribal, and DeSales will start in outstanding field position at the Yakima Nation Tribal 18-yard line. Steve?
Yeah, this is a tough situation for Yakima. I'd like to see them have some successes.
Irish at the line of scrimmage. Two receivers right, one left. And in motion to the near side, it's Bingham. And Wood back to pass. Plenty of time. Pass to the near side. Going to be caught for an Edward Jones. Hammering Hank Wharton first down. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown. The Irish into the Premier Motors end zone for the fourth time. Malachi Raymond with the touchdown grab of 18 yards, Steve.
Yeah, and Raymond, I just think Wood and Raymond have been hooking up. I mean, Fazzari too, but that they just seem to be on track, and Raymond was wide open.
Got behind the defender who attempted to get a fingertip on the ball. It was Oates near side, but he was unable to knock down that pass by Cohen Wood, who now has 62 touchdown passes for his Irish career. Chase Electric, two-point conversion, a pitch to Bingham, and Bingham will go through a hole that a semi could have driven through, and he goes into the Premier Motors end zone for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. Are we having fun yet, Irish Nation? Yeah, I think we are. 8:37 remaining to be played in the first quarter. DeSales 32, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance Kickoff by Alan Campos, returned by Kahama of Yakima Nation Tribal. He advances after muffing the kick to the Eagles' 25-yard line. First down and 10 coming up for the visitors from Toppenish, Steve.
Yeah, I'm gonna, it's going to sound like a negative, but that returner every time has muffed the ball, but every time he stayed poised and kept trying to advance the ball. Nice job.
So, again, an empty backfield for Yakima Nation Tribal. Four receivers, two on each side, wide side of the field to the left. And the snap goes back to the quarterback, Olperson, and his pass over the middle is incomplete, Steve.
Yeah, number four. And I'm sorry, my roster I have, none of the names are matching yours, so I'm just going to go with numbers. But number four, unfortunately, got hit right in the hands, and it went through, and hopefully he catches one down the way here.
Marcus Isle was the intended receiver, but the pass incomplete. Second down, 10 yards to go for Yakima Nation Tribal at its 25-yard line. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score, 8:25 left in period one, DeSales 32. Yakima Nation Tribal, no score. Again, the Eagles taking their time in the offensive huddle. They have yet to break the huddle. And now they come up to the line of scrimmage, 10 seconds and counting on the play clock. Again, they will go with four receivers, two on each side. And the snap back to Olperson. Here comes the rush. He avoids the rush, and he is going to go to the far side and be bulldogged down on the far side. A nice open field tackle by Mateo Jimenez. A 5-yard advance for Olperson to the 30, Steve.
Yeah, back when I was a wrestling official, I would have given Jimenez 2 points for the takedown.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
That was beautiful. And we have an injured Eagle down on the field right now. And probably landed a little harder than he wanted to, but they hope he's okay.
That stops the clock with 8 minutes and 4 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. The Irish players out on the field taking a knee. Most of the DeSales players on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side on one knee. Hoping the young man is okay, being tended to on the far side of the field. And Steve, so far so good for the Irish. One of those nights where everything's going right for the green shirts, and little, if anything's going right for the guys from Toppenish.
Yeah, and you know me, I've got it might be optimistic to you to wish that goose egg to go away, but I'd like for them to have some successes, and I want the Eagles to go home feeling good about themselves, and so I'm hoping that they get some successes here.
So Olperson was the player injured. He is now on the far sideline and will be attended to on the far sideline. Our sidelines again presented by Biagi Appraisal Services. Third down, 5 yards to go coming up for Yakima Nation Tribal at its 30-yard line. A nice run just a few moments ago by Olperson. I'll tell you, he didn't look like an Olperson on that carry. He advanced 5 yards. And now the Eagles to the line of scrimmage. Again, an empty backfield. Four receivers, two on each side. And the snap goes back to Oates. Going to run a quarterback draw. He's across the 30 and going to be spilled a couple of yards short of the first down. He is tackled by Dominic Fazzari, Steve.
Yeah, Dominic Fazzari, nice open field tackle from behind. That's not necessarily the easiest thing. A lot of times you just try to trip him up, but that was actually a tackle. Wrapped him up and took him down. And we're going to have timeout called by the Eagles.
A four-yard advance to the 34-yard line. Fourth down, 1 yard to go coming up when play is resumed. 7:17 remaining in the first quarter. DeSales 32, Yakima Nation Tribal. No score, and we will keep it here at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. An exciting week, to say the very least, for DeSales High School. It is homecoming 2025. The volleyball team had a very busy week this week, and we'll be hearing from head coach Steve Ruthven during our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report this evening. Looking forward to another visit with Coach Ruthven. And while we have the opportunity, let's talk very quickly about next week. Now, DeSales is scheduled to host Liberty Spangle. That game is scheduled for 3 o'clock next Friday afternoon due to a lack of officials here in the local area. The game will be at 3 o'clock. We will plan to take the air next Friday at 2:30 right here on your home for Irish Radio. The timeout period is over. 4 receivers, 2 on each side, quarterback under center. Going to take it up the middle, and I think he'll have an Edward Jones, Hank Wharton first down after taking the snap. And with the carry was Isle. Isle gets just across the 40-yard line and keeps the chains moving, Steve.
Yeah, and let me go ahead and make a plea to anybody that's listening, or if you know somebody that might be interested in being an official, it is an awesome job. I was one for 25 years in football, and I tell you what, it was the best seat in the house. You're right there in the game. You don't have to wear a mouthpiece. You don't wear a helmet, and it's just being involved in a game that I loved. And if you know somebody that loves to do that, when Mike get into it, get a hold of your athletic director at your school, and they can probably get you in touch with the people.
And back to passes. Oates on first down. Pass to the far side. It's going to be juggled and intercepted by the Irish at the midfield stripe. Coming up with the interception for the DeSales Irish, a young man who certainly distinguished himself last week. It is Sam Kolb with the pick, Steve.
Yeah, that was awesome. And, man, I have got some bad information here. I don't even have that name down right. And I know Sam Kolb. We called his name before. But that was a great catch. He was just stepped right in front of that and took that away. And I'm going to frantically see if I can figure out some different roster here.
For the DeSales Irish, their 6th interception on the season. 1st and 10 DeSales at the Yakima Nation Tribal 48-yard line. 2 receivers right. Single set back in the backfield. Wood to pass. Quick one to the near side. Caught by Guest. It's wide, wide open. 35-30, 25-20, 15 to the 10. Stiff arms the man and goes into the end zone. Going down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side. And going 48 yards, an Edward Jones, Cameron Hank Wharton first down, a Tompkins Appliance touchdown, and another foray by the Irish into the Premier Motors end zone, Steve.
Yeah, and there was no diving into the end zone either. Yes. Did you notice that? He did kind of stiff like that in there a little bit, but I think that was a result of the quarterback trying to get him out of bounds. So, nice run. What a great run. All right, we got the Irish coming up for their 2-point conversion.
Presented by Chase Electric. Cohen Wood under center. Bingham is in the backfield. Raymond, a receiver out to the far side. Cohen going to keep it himself. Go right up the middle. And he is into the end zone for the Chase Electric 2-point conversion. And with 6:07 remaining in the first quarter, DeSales 40, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS 2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff by Alan Campos is muffed. Now it's going to be returned near side. It is wide, wide open. Kahama on the return. He is into DeSales territory, and he's going to be brought down in the side, the 40-yard line of the Irish. And that time, Steve, another muff on the part of Kahama, but this time he makes the most of his opportunity. The Irish may have relaxed a little bit on special teams, and as a result, a big return to the DeSales 38-yard line by Kahama.
Yeah, I tell you what, in high school football or any level, but in high school football, Friday night, you do not let up. You have to keep your foot to the pedal, foot to the floor, however you want to say it, and let the coaches adjust for the score. Don't you do it, because boy, you're going to get hurt. Somebody else is going to get hurt. Just play football the way you were coached. So I'm hope that was a good thing for Yakima. Let's see him have some more success.
Well,
good for those
much.
Young men.
Not too much, though.
Not too much, but I mean, you know, my humanity wants to see them do well. I want them to go home with their head held high.
And Oates back to pass on first down. Here comes the rush. They bury him back in around the 48. He got rid of the football. It is loose on the deck. And it's going to be ruled an incompletion. Anakin Houchin, Hudson Hall with the big-time pressure. And are they going to rule that the play is dead? They are going to rule intentional grounding against Yakima Nation Tribal. And what an outstanding rush by Anakin Houchin and Hudson Hall. And my goodness, Yakima Nation Tribal going to be facing second down and very long yardage back at their 45-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and that's also a loss of down. And like I told you, that's one of those penalties that was out in front of everybody, including God. Everybody could see it. So you have to call it. You can't let that go and give Yakima Nation a break. But so it's going to be second down and a cab ride.
Second down and 27 yards to go for Yakima Nation Tribal. We're inside the four-minute mark, time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Given Yagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 40, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. Trips formation left, and Oates to pass. Plenty of time. Pass down the middle, and the pass is going to be caught! The pass is caught, and Raymond forces a fumble in the defensive backfield. It is still loose. A fine catch by Kahama, but he fumbled the football, and I believe the Irish recovered it, and they did. Malachi Raymond with the recovery. And what a tough, tough break for Yakima Nation Tribal. A big pass play to Kahama, but he is stripped of the football. And for the third time in this ball game, Yakima Nation Tribal suffers a lost fumble, Steve.
Yeah, and that was heartbreaking. I hated to see that. I mean, like I said, I just want them to have some success. That's all I want. And the Irish have got this game going. We're in a running clock situation. Not even 6 minutes into the first quarter. I mean, we have less than 3 minutes now. But so the Irish got this game well in hand.
First and 10 to Sales at its 13-yard line. Two receivers out to the right. A little bit of discombobulation now. Irish with two receivers left, one right. And now we're going to have a whistle blown and a timeout called by the Irish. The discombobulation resulting in the Irish asking for the timeout with 2:32 remaining to be played in the first quarter. DeSales 40, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. We're going to keep it here once again. Your Yagi Hauling Services score uttered just a moment ago. And Steve, Irish getting lot of luck of the Irish so
far. Yeah, the luck of the Irish a little bit. And the discombobulation that just happened is because you maybe are playing people in a little different positions. You got some people out there that aren't normally there. But the people and the fans need to understand that you have to keep the starters in for a while. The starters need to keep progressing. This isn't a short trip. It's a journey, and they've got to get play time and experience so that they're ready for postseason and for next Friday.
The timeout period is over. The teams back on the field after consultation on their respective Biagi Appraisal Services sidelines. DeSales first down and 10 yards to go at its 13-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. Wood in the shotgun formation, drops back to pass. All the time in the world, pass to the near side, going to be caught. Down the near sideline comes Maddox Filan, and he is going to be, he was almost taken out of bounds, but still on his feet. He's inside the 35 and tackled at the 31-yard line. That time, Kahama on the near sideline looked to throw him out of bounds, but somehow, some way, Maddox able to stay in bounds and advance for further yardage. They're going to put the ball down at the 32 in Eagles territory, Steve.
Yeah, that was keeping your head there and watching his toes so he didn't go out of bounds. And I'm going to give Jason Guest credit for the good sportsmanship, helping the player up from the other team. Nicely done.
A gain of 50 yards on the play. And then Edward Jones hammering Hank Wharton first down at the 32-yard line of Yakima Nation Tribal. Now we have an official's timeout, perhaps for an equipment repair at or close to the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side, or perhaps an injury. Another injury for Yakima Nation Tribal, and that stops the clock with a minute and 49 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score is DeSales 40, and Yakima Nation Tribal no score. The injured Eagle is Maddox Martelli. Martelli slowly making his way to the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side. And we'll be back to play in mere moments, Steve.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm not sure what happened there, but maybe twisted an ankle or something. But he seems to be walking okay now. He's a little ginger, a little sore. I hope he's okay.
Cohen Wood thus far, 4 for 5 in the ball game for 134 yards and 3 touchdowns. 63 touchdown passes for his career so far this season. 21 touchdown throws for Cohen Wood.
Yeah, and I was going to say is they don't have a whole lot of players that they can spare over on that other sideline. They only got 13 suited up today. They got a lot more than that on their roster, but only 13 suited up.
Back to play, Hudson Hall over the football at center. Eagles showing blitz. Here's a pitch to the far side, going around the far side. Mateo Jimenez, it is wide, wide open, 20, 15. He's to the 10 and knocked out of bounds hard on the far sideline, presented by Biagi Appraisal Services. And a very nice run by Jimenez gives the Irish first down and goal to go inside the 10-yard line. Looks like they're going to spot the ball at the 8, a gain of 24 yards, Steve.
Yeah, can I just say something? I know you said it before. We got Caleb Bingen looking good, 185 pounds. But Mateo Jimenez, he's a ninth grader, 6 feet tall, 180, and he is just a tank out there. He runs as good as Caleb Bingham's run, every bit of as good.
Empty backfield, 4 receivers, 2 each way, wide side of the field to the right, and Wood to pass. Plenty of time, pass to the near side, caught by Dominic Fazari, jukes a man at the 10, he's inside the 5 and into the end zone for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown.
That was a little bit of shake and bake on that play. That was he was out there juting everybody. So.
For Dominic Fazari, his 5th touchdown reception of the season, his 8th overall. Nice job by the sophomore. And another trip into the Premier Motors end zone for Dominic Fazari and the DeSales Irish, who now lead 46-0 with 45 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. Now the Chase Electric 2-point conversion. 2 tight ends, Garcia left and Fazari right. And a pitch to Jimenez. And he's going to take a man on at the line of scrimmage and go into the end zone for the two-point conversion presented by Chase Electric. And with 45 seconds remaining in the first quarter, DeSales 48, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff coming for Alan Campos. This is not a recording. It's not a broken record. Kahama on the return of the Farmers Insurance kickoff, and he's still on his feet, and he will advance across the 30-yard line. Talk about shake and bake and doing a little dancing as well. Did a very, very nice job. Nick Quattle was there on the stop along with Anakin Houchin, Steve.
Yep, and Kahama did a great job of just, like you said, shaking and baking and getting it down there. And I'd like to see him break loose again, but he's doing a good job. And let's do something to get your team's pride up. Oh, my word, I just saw somebody in this building with a peachy. Do they still make peachies?
They do.
Oh, my word, I didn't even know that.
And we have reached the end of the first quarter here at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. The DeSales Irish, 48. Yakima Nation Tribal, no score. That is your Manyagi Hauling Services score, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The second quarter is presented by ACO Janitorial Services. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 48, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. The Eagles with the football, first down, 10 yards to go at their 33-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and they're looking a little bit discombobulated a little bit, too. Hopefully they get themselves settled down. There we go. Come on, guys.
Trips formation to the right. Quarterback back to pass. Oates is going to be swallowed up by Nick Quattle. And I believe that's going to be a sack, depending on the spot of the football. I think he did get him behind the line of scrimmage, and he did for a loss of one, Steve.
Yeah, Quattle did a great job on that. That was a great tackle and just wrestled him down, but and maybe I want the Irish Nation to understand, I'm not rooting against the Irish Nation. I just want the Eagles to go home and have a little bit of pride for themselves. They're doing a good job. They're working hard. But it's really tough when you got 13 people on the whole squad and against the Irish.
and two of them are on the bench far side. Might be done for the night due to injury. Mm-hmm. Second down, 11 yards to go. The quarterback is under duress. His pass over the middle is nearly picked off. A good hard rush by the Irish. And Martinick came very close to getting a pick. Evan Martinick, a 5'6", 150-pound sophomore, Steve.
Yeah, that's nice to see. And I think he's a little disappointed that he couldn't get to it. But it was a lame duck that came his way, and he had a shot at it. But he would have had to almost fold himself in half to get back to that ball. But I just hope the Irish fans understand that I would like to see the Eagles have some successes for the Eagles.
Trips formation, right. A single set back in the backfield. Third down, 11 yards to go for Yakima Nation Tribal at its 32-yard line. And Oates, going to keep it himself, breaks one tackle. And he is going to get to the line of scrimmage. And then he'll be swallowed up by a host of Irish tacklers. Several green shirts there on the play, Steve.
Yeah, that was the epitome of gang tackling. There were so many green shirts on there. That's exactly what you want to do. And I'm starting to see some youngsters in there, and that is awesome. Give the starters a little bit of break. They're going to need it next week. That's going to be a tough game. And let's give these youngsters a little bit of experience.
Running clock is in effect, 9:50 and counting left in the second quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 48, and Yakima Nation Tribal no score. The Irish going into the Premier Motors end zone a half dozen times in the first quarter. Irish have also been very efficient this year. 2-point conversions presented by Chase Electric. At the moment, the Irish are 22 for 30. Otis to pass. His pass is going to be picked off at the 38-yard line. Return to the far side and down the far sideline and going into the end zone for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown with an interception. What a homecoming celebration it is. And Caleb Perkle with the interception, and a beautiful one it was at the 38-yard line. He goes down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline, far side. He goes 38 yards for the touchdown, and what a thrill for that young man. What an outstanding job turned in by the 5'9", 155-pound freshman, Steve.
That is outstanding. Merry Christmas or happy birthday, whichever. He definitely got a present on that one. But nice job. He didn't just waltz in there. He had to make some cuts and a little shake and bake, and he got in. Nicely done. And we just got Ben Garcia going in.
Ben is going to line up as a tight end on the left-hand side, and on the right-hand side as a tight end is Dominic Fazzari. Chase Electric, 2-point conversion. Cohen Wood under center. Jimenez in the backfield. And Mateo gets the handoff, and he is stood up. Boy, a fine defensive play by Kobe Sampson as he nailed Jimenez on the 2-point conversion try presented by Chase Electric. So the Irish not successful on that 2-point conversion try with 8:45 and counting left in the second quarter. DeSales 54, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. That's your Minyagi Hauling Services score. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
If you're hungry, you will be fed. We're offering a message about the power of food.
There is something that is happening where people just aren't coming together.
My name is Father Leo Paddlinghug. I want to feed you.
Father Leo Paddlinghug is coming to Walla Walla's Assumption Parish for a 3-day mission on November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Stay tuned for more information.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Another Farmers Insurance kickoff upcoming for Alan Campos. Again, hats off to Caleb Perkle. A fine interception. Thanks in part to some outstanding pressure put on by the DeSales front. A pick on the far side, and he took it down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side for a 38-yard touchdown. the third interception of the night for the Irish. DeSales with seven picks on the 2025 season. Here's a kick to the far sideline. Ball goes out of bounds. The Farmers Insurance kickoff booted out of bounds by Alan Campos. So I'm guessing that the Eagles, the beleaguered Eagles, will be starting at their 35-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go, unless they go a different route, Steve.
Yeah, they do have some options. I know you. We've gone over that a few times, but I wanted to give my hats off to number 44 from the Eagles. That was an awesome tackle, saving the two-point conversion.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he manhandled our running back, Jimenez, so... That was hats off to him. That was a good job. And I didn't wear a hat today, but still hats off to him.
And I'll tell you, Mateo's one tough cookie.
Yeah.
And for Sampson to look that impressive on the tackle says a lot about him. My goodness.
And Mateo Jimenez.
Young men meeting each other at about the 3-yard line.
And Jimenez being a freshman. We got two more years, or 2.5 more years with that kid. That's awesome.
Love it. Eagles at the line of scrimmage. Ball at the 40-yard line. Irish were assessed a 5-yard penalty. Pass over the middle. And that pass is intercepted. That pass is picked off, I believe, by Ben Garcia. And it is. Ben Garcia with the interception for the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, it's Christmas for everybody, apparently. So Ben Garcia, a junior, 5'10", 175 pounds with this. I don't know how many interceptions he's got, but that's one for sure. Nice job.
The Irish came into this game with 4 interceptions on the season. They have 4 here in the first half. And DeSales will take over on offense at the Yakima Nation Tribal 47.5-yard line. 5:20 and counting left in the second quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 54, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. 2 receivers out to the right. Wide side of the field, or the short side of the field, I should say. Pitch near side to Jimenez, 50-45. Mateo to the 40. He's to the 35. Gets by a man. He is inside the 30. Inside the 25 goes Mateo Jimenez. For an Edward Jones, Hammer and Hank Warden, first down to the Yakima Nation Tribal 22-yard line.
See? Yeah, I'm not sure how Jimenez did that, but he shake and baked and kept his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage and got himself well down there. Nice run. That was pretty impressive.
The ball at the 22.5-yard line in Eagles territory. 4.5 minutes and counting left in the second quarter. DeSales 54, Yakima Nation Tribal, no score. Wide side of the field to the right, receivers each way. Tice Wood, receiver on the far side. Now in motion from the near side is Raymond, and he'll get a shovel pass, go around the far side. He's to the 20, he's to the 15, he is to the 10. Avoids a man at the 10 and goes down the far side and into the end zone for an Edward Jones. Hammer and Hank Orton, first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. A 22-yard shovel pass. Malachi Raymond accepting that shovel pass from Cohen Wood, Steve.
Yeah, and Tyson Wood did a great job with blocking that secondary guy back there and kept them from getting involved in the play, or that might not have happened. So I know that's one of those plays that people don't always see, but that was a good job by Mr. Wood, the young Mr. Wood. So the Irish are getting ready to come up. They're coming up with their two-point conversion play.
Presented by Chase Electric. Tice Wood, receiver, out to the far side. Cohen Wood is under center. And he pitches to Perkle going around the far side, and Caleb Perkle is in for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. And with 3:21 remaining in the second quarter, DeSales 62 and Yakima Nation Tribal no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LaGrande, Baker, Ontario, Boise, the Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
Cohen Wood, 6 of 7 for 164 yards and 5 touchdowns here in the first half of play. Farmers Insurance kickoff by Alan Campos, taken at the 15-yard line by Kahama, and he is hit hard and knocked down. Boy, he was clobbered at the 25-yard line by Santiago Saldana, and a penalty flag is down. Let's check on the infraction that occurred at the Eagles' 25-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, there's a little bit of laundry out there. So, and Saldana is a sophomore, 5'8", 180 pounds. Nice hit. He whacked that guy.
And the call is illegal use of hands against Yakima Nation Tribal. And the ball will be pushed back inside the 20-yard line. The Eagles will start at their 15 after the 10-yard walk-off, Steve.
Yeah, that's a shame. We hate to see that. The frustration will be setting in for them, and that's unfortunate. But it's human nature, and they are humans, that's for sure. But definitely seeing some good plays out of the Eagles. We just like to see them put a couple of them together, make himself a little bit happier when they're way home.
Nose guard for the Irish, Angel Lugo Maya. And on either side of him, on the left-hand side, is Parker Brown. Looks like Joe Marquez on the far side. Four in the box for the Irish. Play clock down to 2. And the snap back to Oates. Pass far side, and the ball is caught.
Whoa.
And a big-time hit on Kahama. And in fact, the DeSales defender, Perkle, with the football. But it is going to be a big, big play for Yakima Nation Tribal on the final play of the first half, a 15-yard passing advance. And an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. And we are at halftime here at DeSales High School. The scoreboard shows the DeSales Irish 62, Yakima Nation Tribal Eagles no score. Coming up next, the Tallman's Pharmacy Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley?
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And welcome back to Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. It is halftime. The DeSales Irish leading Yakima Nation Tribal 62-0. Eight-man football action. Now, welcome you to our halftime reports presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. And we begin our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with a volleyball update. And joining us here in the tower, here at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, DeSales volleyball coach Steve Ruthven. And, coach, over the last week or so, the Irish got out a lot of brooms at the expense of their opponents.
Yeah, we started to play some good ball. Last Saturday, we went 3-0 against Chesterton and had a good match. And Tuesday, we did another 3-0 against Yakima Tribal. And then Thursday, we went 3-0 against Prescott. So now we're even in league and even for the season and starting to move up.
And what a way to celebrate homecoming.
It is. It's nice. The pub was out last night, giving us a lot of energy and a lot of school support behind the team. It was a really good game.
Well, what were the things that were working so well for you?
We're just, you know, the first of the season, new people in new positions and learning how to play as a team and work well together. And some of that communication is happening and the teamwork is happening. They're more fluid. And it's starting to show on the court. And it took us a little while, but we were expecting that. And it came on, and now hopefully they continue to play that way.
And the coaches and the young ladies have to be feeling awfully good.
We are. We're where we need to be. We still have things to work on. The kids are a lot more positive about their game and a lot more positive moving forward. And they have a good attitude, working hard, and enjoying what's happening.
And where do the Irish go from here?
We just travel across town a little bit on Tuesday night and go out to Wava and take them on. We're tied with Wava for fourth place right now. It's a three-way tie, Prescott and us and Wava. And then Thursday we head out to Tushy.
So this league, my goodness, some very, very good competition. And a lot of the positioning, if you will, not necessarily showing people running away and hiding, whether it be first, second, third, and especially fourth.
Yeah, no, we've got 5-6 teams that are really battling it out. There is not a team now after last night that's undefeated. Riverside Christian lost to Sunnyside Christian last night. And things are pretty balanced at the top. And if you're playing your game and you're going out with energy, you've got a good chance.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to the coaching staff. And congratulations to the young ladies who appear to be getting things turned around.
They are. They're working hard. They're enjoying it. And we look forward to our next match.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. We look forward to talking to you next week.
You bet.
All right.
Home, Sausage Fest.
Yes, indeed. The feast. The feast is on its way to the DeSales High School campus. It's festive this weekend with homecoming, and it will be festive next weekend for sure with Sausage Fest 2025. We want to thank DeSales head coach Steve Ruthven for joining us for our volleyball update this week. We greatly appreciate it. Our halftime score, DeSales 62, and Yakima Nation Tribal no score. And our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report will continue in just a few moments with an athletic director's update. Hope to be joined by DeSales athletic director Nick Hazeltine after a 1 minute timeout. Listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates?
consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish, leading Yakima Nation Tribal in eight-man football action on this beautiful Friday night, homecoming 2025, and the Irish celebrating, much to celebrate in that first half. DeSales leading Yakima Nation Tribal here at halftime at 62-0. And our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report continues with an athletic director's update presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor Council number 766 in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by DeSales athletic director Nick Hazeltine. And Nick, what a festive week. What a celebratory week at DeSales High School.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a fun week. We talked about it last week, just how big it was going to be, and it just never disappoints. We had two big volleyball games during the week. We had the big pep rally, and we get to finish it off with a day full of games with He-Man volleyball and our Powder Puff football game, and then, of course, our homecoming football game tonight. So every day, very eventful, but, man, what a great job that the kids have done all week. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, just talking to Coach Ruthven, he was pleased as punch after what's happened this last week.
Yeah, volleyball team played great last night. We got, you know, a 3-0 victory against a good Prescott team. And, you know, what a fun atmosphere it's been all week. We had a great crowd last night, great crowd tonight. Both a lot of students coming in, alumni coming through, just community members coming through. And that's what it's about. It's about celebrating school and celebrating the spirit of DeSales Catholic High School and the Walla Walla Catholic School System.
And boy, spirit, and more spirit.
Yeah, Roy, absolutely. So today we had our finish of our homecoming activities, games for the week, and had a big 7th, 1st, 8th grade volleyball tournament this morning that the 8th graders won. And then we had our He-Man volleyball contest this afternoon, once again taken by the seniors. And we had the senior sophomores take the Powder Puff victory with 34 points, which is most we've seen on the football field for the ladies in a while. So a lot of fun, and got to give a big shout-out to the ASB and the ASB advisor, Sarah O'Tunio, for helping put on such a fabulous week and a fun week. And, you know, just great leadership by our kids helps make it a really fun week.
And the tone was set pretty much last weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a great victory last weekend and a great just feels like we have – a lot of really good things going, a lot of good momentum going, teams doing well on the field, and a lot of just energy from the kids in the building and all the activities. So I'm really excited to see. We're kind of at that halfway point, about ready to hit our second half opponents, second time around for the volleyball team. Got some big matchups there to try and make that postseason push. And football team, obviously a little out of hand today, but we got some really big matchups coming up over the next few weeks in October. And you know, it'll be a lot of fun. It's a huge test next week for the football team. A lot of fun to see what they do as well.
And they're going to be facing an 11-man football team that has graciously agreed to play 8-man football next Friday. And, again, we emphasize that that game next Friday will be at 3 p.m., not 7 p.m., as part of Sausage Fest weekend.
Yeah, really kicking off Sausage Fest weekend with that 3 p.m. game. Our cheer team is leading a kitty camp that afternoon. We have half days on that Friday. Cheer team's leading the kitty camp for all K through 6th graders. So they're going to do that camp from 11:30 to 1:30. and head over here, and we're going to hopefully have a lot of kids travel over, both for that camp and for Sausage Fest, have a good crowd. And like I, you know, just mentioned, it's an 11-man team, a team we have not played for many years, but when we did, it was a very good team that beat us a number of times in the playoffs. So really excited to see how it goes against Liberty Spangle next week. And it's going to be our first, you know, real, real big test, I think, of this season.
Well, Nick, we appreciate the time very, very much. We thank you also very much for the Athletic Director's update and look forward to speaking to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Roy. Thanks, Steve.
DeSales Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine bringing to an end our Athletic Director's update for this week. It was presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor Council, number 766 in Walla Walla. DeSales 62, Yakima Nation Tribal, no score. That is your Minyaki Hauling Services score here at halftime. And our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report now continues with halftime statistics presented by our good friend and the sales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. His Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Looking first of all at the DeSales side of the ledger, Mateo Jimenez, 50 yards rushing on two carries in the opening half. Caleb Bingham with one tote for 3 yards. It was a 3-yard touchdown run. DeSales in the first half with 8. Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Warden first downs, 2 rushing and a half dozen passing. Irish did not fumble in the first half of play. And in the passing department, Cohen Wood, 6 of 7, 164 yards and 5 touchdowns. He now has 65 touchdown passes for his career, and on the season, 23. Receiving, Jason Guest, 2 catches for 66 yards and 2 touchdowns. Maddox Filan with a grab for 50. Malachi Raymond, 2 catches for 40 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Dominic Fazzari with a touchdown grab of 8 yards in the first half of this ball game. The Irish were flagged just one time in the first half, one penalty for 5 yards. DeSales did not punt in half number one. For Yakima Nation Tribal, not much to speak of as far as rushing is concerned. As I look here, looks like the net for Yakima Nation Tribal is in negative numbers. They had a team loss during the first half of action for 11 yards. Their on-again, off-again quarterback, Oates, minus 9 yards net on 6 totes. And among those carries that left a little bit to be desired were several sacks on the part of the Irish defense. DeSales had 3 sacks in the first half play, half a sack, or make that a sack and a half for Hudson Hall, half a sack for Anakin Houchin, and a sack for Nicholas Quaddle. Just 2 Edward Jones, Hank Warden first downs for the Eagles in the first half, both rushing. Yakima Nation Tribal, misfortune as far as turnovers. Yakima Nation Tribal fumbled 3 times in the first half, lost all 3. Yakima Nation Tribal passed for 40 yards in the first half. Oates with a couple of completions for 40 yards. He was intercepted 3 times. Old Person 0 for 3 in the first half with 1 interception. And Kahama caught both passes from Oates in the first half of play for 40 yards. A 25-yard reception and a 15-yard catch. Yakima Nation Tribal was penalized 3 times for 34 yards in the first half. Yakima Nation Tribal did not punt in the first half of this ball game. And our halftime statistics were presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk of the MacArthur Company. His Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. DeSales 62, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. Both teams back out on the field getting some warm-ups in. And that's going to give us an opportunity to talk to you about Premier Motors. They sponsor the End Zones during our DeSales football broadcast. Our good friend and DeSales booster, Danny Freeman, thank you very, very much. We appreciate your sponsorship. Now, think of it. You're sitting in your residence, your house, your apartment, and suddenly you are overcome by the idea of getting a new vehicle. Well, a good place to go to get that new vehicle, you guessed it, Premier Motors. Two locations on 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla, Highway 11 in Milton Freewater. Now, one of the unique things about Premier Motors, they've got this manager's special, and it is special, to say the very least. You make your way to Premier Motors, and you are looking at the possibility of driving away with a beautiful vehicle from Premier Motors for a mere $500 down. That's right. You put down $500 at Premier Motors, and you'll be driving away with one of the lovely vehicles that they have at their two locations, on 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla and on Highway 11 in Milton Freewater. Premier Motors. Premier in every sense of the word, Steve.
Yeah, and I just had a visit with somebody that you might not have ever heard of before. Joe Baffney.
Yes.
And he said
assistant that coach.
He's had to cut down things a little bit, so he's not serving popcorn anymore. We used to. I didn't know. It was kind of embarrassing. I didn't know he knew that I used to say, what is he? He must drive the school bus and serve popcorn at halftime. And he says, I'm not doing any more popcorn at halftime. So that was pretty funny. I got a kick out of that. It was nice to see him. He was a great player and a great Irish, that's for sure.
And while we have the opportunity, let's recognize the homecoming court for 2025, provided to us by Christy Richard, a teacher here at DeSales High School. Lindley Donnelly, a state champion in softball. She is sophomore princess. Sophomore prince, Gunnar Ferraro. Peyton Benavidez, local princess 2025. Joe Marquez, junior prince for 2025. Senior princess is Haley Owsley, and Matthew Vauder is senior prince. The senior spirit queen, Aniston Jimenez, Jackson McGann Cazell, senior spirit king, Madison Ortuno, senior homecoming queen, and your senior homecoming king is Jason Guest, Steve.
Oh, that's awesome. Did he guess who's coming to dinner? You didn't
guess who's coming to homecoming.
Yeah, homecoming dinner, maybe. Yeah, that's awesome. So it was great seeing Joe. And go back onto that point, we used to go on, just talk Joe Baffney, and he was a great player. And I tell you what, Cohen Woods has filled his shoes and done an outstanding job. It's going to be interesting at the end of his four-year run to compare apples to apples and see how they compare. But they are both young, great young men, and I've enjoyed talking to them every time. And I'm hoping next weekend, maybe at Sausage Fest, maybe I can have a sausage with some of these guys.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Oh, I know. I like talking to them. Every time I've got to, they're just good young men. So I'm looking forward to it.
Sausage Fest 2025, next weekend here on the DeSales High School campus. And one of the Sausage Fest activities, one of the things that fans will be looking forward to, along with the great food, a big football game, an eight-man contest, next Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. The DeSales Irish will be playing host to Liberty Spangle, a 2B program, but they will be playing eight-man as opposed to their usual 11-man routine. We plan to take the air around 2:30 next Friday afternoon, the kickoff schedule for 3 o'clock. You'll hear all the action right here on your home for Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2. Our third quarter, presented by ACO Janitorial Services. And in just a moment, our Farmers Insurance kickoff will be delivered by Marcus Isle of the Eagles. And the kick down the middle, a line drive, going to be muffed and taken at the 23-yard line. Returned to the near side, across the 25, across the 30. The ball carrier still on his feet, across the 40. He's at the 45 and tackled at the 47-yard line. And boy, what is up with guys muffing the ball and then doing amazing things? In that case, It was Martinick, Evan Martinick, 5'6", 150-pound sophomore with a very nice return, Steve.
Yeah, and I want to say only in eight-man football does the kicker tackle the guy. That was Marcus Isle with the tackle. Nice tackle. He got in there and got the job done. And like you said, we're going to see some names that we don't get to get to call out. So let's do our best to make sure we give you the stats as much as we can, what grade they're in, how big they are, and any information we can give you.
And a penalty flag is thrown. That'll stop the clock, I believe. Now they're going to keep the clock running, thankfully. Irish up 62-0. That is your Manyagi Hauling Services score. Illegal participation going to be the call against the Irish, as you might expect with a lot of young people in the ball game.
Yeah, and the question the coach is always asking, if you've ever been close to the sideline, is who's supposed to be in there? They'll ask that question, and I'm like, well, coach, you're the coach. If you don't know who's supposed to be in there, then how are the kids supposed to know? So I'm sorry, I got on my soapbox for a second, but I'm off now.
Irish up to the line of scrimmage. And Mateo Jimenez taking the center snap. And he's going to hand off to Perkle. And Perkle with a nice move as he spun away from a tackler inside the 40-yard line. And Caleb ahead to the midfield stripe, Steve.
That was a good run. Kept his feet moving. And his shoulders were basically parallel until the tackler, number 44, kind of turned him around. But and that Kobe Sampson, an 11th grader, man, he is a stud for the Eagles.
Second down coming up, seven yards to go for the Irish at midfield. Pitch to the far side to Perkle. He's at the 50. Caleb at the 45. He's going to have an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down in Eagles territory at the 40. 10 more yards for Caleb Perkle, Steve.
Yeah, and a little shake and bake at the end there. He got himself a few more yards. Nicely done. I like seeing that. So let's see more of that. God, he's a ninth grader, 5'9", 155 pounds.
Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down for the Irish at the Eagles 40-yard line, wide side of the field to the left. And a handoff to Perkle, 40, 35. He is into the defensive backfield, and he is going to pick up 8, perhaps 9 more yards going off the right side, Steve.
Outstanding running. And I can't even say that's a small guy because I played my senior year and I didn't even weigh 100 pounds. So, and I was a linebacker, for of all things.
Irish up to the line of scrimmage, leading 62-0, 3.5 minutes into the third quarter. Mateo Jimenez taking the center snaps. And he's going to keep it. He is going to have an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down and more as he advances to the near side, cuts it back inside, and he is going to be tackled close to the 10-yard line. Very nice run going around the near side. And Jimenez with another outstanding effort, Steve.
Yeah, Jimenez, he definitely knows how to run the ball, and from the quarterback position is no different. And that little cutback he made there gained him another 8-10 yards, and that was a difference from a little gain to a big gain. Nicely done.
First down, goal to go for the DeSales Irish at the Yakima Nation Tribal 10-yard line. 7:40 and counting left in the third quarter. Pitch to Perkle, far side, now cuts it up the middle, and Caleb will advance past the line of scrimmage, get positive yards. Will Caleb Perkle, and it looks like he is going to advance for 4 yards, and we have not one but two Eagles down, and boy, did they inflict some punishment, did the green shirts. Perkle with a couple of Eagles laying in his wake.
Yeah, that old Perkle at 155 pounds, he laid the plastic to him, didn't he? I'm joking, but he hit him hard and kept on running. It was beautiful. So
one Eagle in his way to the far sideline. And another Eagle on his way. You might recall in the first half, Yakima Nation Tribal losing a couple of players. Now it looks like they might be without the services of a couple more, and that would take them down to 9 players available. 4-yard advance for Caleb Perkle, second down and goal to go for the Irish at the Yakima Nation Tribal 6-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate. I hate to see that. I'm sorry, I just got technical stuff from somebody that just brought it to me. I had to think about 2 things at once. I don't know if I can do that anymore.
Jimenez with a second down pass rolling to the far side. His pass incomplete. So Mateo with an incompletion. Third down, goal to go for the DeSales Irish at the Yakima Nation Tribal 6-yard line. 6:33 and counting, time remaining third quarter. DeSales 62, Yakima Nation Tribal, no score. Jimenez in the shotgun formation. Going to pitch to Perkle, near side. He is inside the 5, and he takes a tackler with him close to the goal line. And is he in the end zone? No signal yet. Might have been a penalty on the play before the snap. No indication of whether or not Perkle scored. Well, wouldn't have mattered. Irish call for illegal shift, Steve.
Yep, and it's the old, if one hand moves, there was only one person illegally shifting, and if it's 2 hands moving, there was at least 2 people shifting. I always thought that was the silliest thing when I was an official, but it made it easy to remember which signal to use.
Third down, goal to go for the Irish at the 11.5-yard line in Yakima Nation Tribal territory. And a handoff to Perkle coming around the near side. And a very nice tackle on the near side on the part of the Eagles. A good, strong tackle on the part of Yakima Nation Tribal. Bearcat Holiday with the stop, limiting the advance to 1 yard to the 10, Steve.
Yeah, Bearcat came in there and just took him down. It was a beautiful tackle. So nice to see. Good job, guys.
The Irish continuing to muscle down the clock. Approaching the 5-minute mark, time remaining third period, your Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 62 and Yakima Nation Tribal no score. Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Receiver out to the near side, wide side of the field to the right. Jimenez takes the snap, play action fake, rolls to the far side. It is wide open out there. He's going to throw his pass into the end zone, and the pass is underthrown and incomplete. So the Irish will turn the football over on downs. Yakima Nation Tribal gets the football back at its 10-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that's a good stand for the Eagles. That's a good thing. And like I said, I'm not trying to root against the Irish. I'm not doing that in any way, shape, or form. I'm just like to see the Eagles leave here with their head held high. That's all I want.
Well, you recall last year when the Irish were running away and hiding late in the fourth quarter, they had an explosive kickoff return that went for a touchdown.
Exactly. There are some players in there, that is for sure. And, as big as their roster is, they should have a whole lot more suited up. But you never know. Grades can get you. Injuries can get you. You've been having a tough season, and that can get you. So it takes a lot of heart in these kind of years. And these young men are definitely showing that. I like it.
Oates, the quarterback. 3 receivers, 2 right, 1 left for Yakima Nation Tribal. 1st and 10 at the Eagles' 10-yard line. And an inside handoff. Good positive yardage. And Perkle with the tackle on the ball carrier, Holiday. Bearcat advances for... let's see, 2, maybe 3 yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, I think Bearcat Holiday, an 11th grader, is. He definitely needs to get that ball. He's got some strength to him and some ability. So, come on, Bearcat, advance that ball.
Second down, a long 7 to go for Yakima Nation Tribal at its 12.5-yard line. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score with 2:50 and counting left in the third quarter. DeSales 62. And Yakima Nation Tribal, no score. Eagles up to the line of scrimmage. Receivers each way. Oates the quarterback. 5 seconds and counting on the play clock. and he'll hand the football off. Ball carrier going around the far side. He's going to have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. He is tripped up by Perkle. But a very nice run on the far side by Martelli. And Martelli has an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for the Eagles, Steve.
Yeah, and Perkle probably just saved the touchdown because that was, I think, to get himself out into the open. That was kind of a shoestring tackle. And reached out there and got the leg, and down he went. Nice job. So some youngsters getting some good quality play time. I'm seeing number 15 out there. That's Aiden Alvardo, a ninth grader. 5'5", 145 pounds.
And I'll bet all muscle.
I bet you.
Wide side of the field to the right. Edward Jones, Hank Warden, first down for the Eagles. 1:38 and counting left in the third. And Oates drops back to pass. Here comes the rush. He's forced out of the pocket. Throws it down the middle. The pass is deflected in the air and incomplete. And the aforementioned Aiden Alvarado with a pass breakup just outside the 40-yard line, Steve.
I mentioned Alvarado's name, and there he is involved in a play. Nicely done. So let's just see here. Who else we got out there that I need to, that we haven't got the chance to say their name? And I'll figure out somebody. And we got some youngsters out there that we've talked about a little bit, but got some other out there that we'll make sure we get their names whenever we can.
Second down, 10 yards to go for a Yakima Nation Tribal. Now in the final minute, time remaining third quarter, 62-0 to Sales. Signals called. Knee-high snap. Nice move by the quarterback Oates to avoid a would-be tackler, and he's going to have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down going off the left-hand side. A very, very nice run, an advance of 13 yards, Steve.
Yeah, and Parker Brown out there, another one we haven't mentioned, he did a good job of containing that and keeping it to the inside and letting them get outside. And he's a ninth grader, 5'5", 150 pounds. Did a good job on the tight end position. Nice job.
Gain of 13 to the 38-yard line. I think that's going to be the final play of the third quarter. We are at 2 seconds, 1 second, and that will be that. End of the third quarter, your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 62, and Yakima Nation Tribal no score. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The fourth quarter is presented by ACO Janitorial Services. Welcome back to Ty Baffney Field. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. DeSales 62, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. And the Eagles with the football, first down and 10 yards to go at their 38-yard line. Oates, the quarterback, takes the snap, play action, rolls near side, pass over the middle, nearly intercepted by Mateo Jimenez. Hit him right in the hands, and the ball goes to the turf at the 40-yard line in Eagles territory, bringing up second and 10, Steve.
Yeah, Jimenez knows what to do with that ball if he would have got it. That would have been a dangerous situation, so. But he got the block. He blocked it down, took the ball down. That's nice.
Well, let's see. Marquez is in the ball game up front. Brandon Villasenor is up front. Anakin Houchin is up front. And also in the box, if you will, for the Irish is Parker Brown. Yep. Also see Tyce Wood out there.
Yep.
I think Sam Kolb is out there. Ben Garcia is out there in the defensive backfield.
And we need
to Caleb Perkle.
We need to get Eric to tell Tyce to eat a sandwich before the game.
Well, I take that back. It's Jimenez in the game, not Caleb Perkle. Boy, didn't he have an impact in the third quarter. Positive one. Here's a penalty flag thrown. Pass to the far side by Oates. Overthrown and incomplete. Now let's check on the penalty flag. I'm guessing it's going to go against Yakima Nation Tribal for a hold. But we'll wait and see for the official verdict from this Tri-Cities officiating crew.
And that was an excellent charge by number 50. You're going to have to help me with his name. Marquez, but I'm not sure how to say the first name.
Might be Joe, J-O-A-O.
Okay, Marquez, and he's a 11th grader, 5'11", 210. And he manhandled that line and did a good job of getting on the quarterback. So that was definitely, was that a hold against them? And they declined it.
Bringing up third down and 10 yards to go.
I probably heard that somewhere.
Yep. Yakima Nation Tribal at its 38-yard line. We're just over 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. 62-0 to Sales. And here is Oates. He's going to be bottled up, and the Irish players on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side going wild because the young men in there did a very, very nice job to bottle up the quarterback for no gain, Steve.
Yeah, and then Marquez was one of those guys and just got him his hands, bottled him up, and there was nothing they were going to do. Number 18 was there. Number 53 was there. Nicely done.
Number 18 is Santiago Saldana. Brandon Villasenor is number 53, and we noted Marquez as well.
Villasenor?
I believe it's Villa or Villasenor.
Villasenor, okay. I never said I was the greatest guy. In fact, when I used to introduce myself to my softball girls, I used to say, I'll mispronounce your name, I'll forget your name. But the track guy is really good at names, so if you don't like that, go to track. And all the girls would laugh.
A timeout called moments ago by Yakima Nation Tribal. The Sales back out on the field after consulting with the coaching staff on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline at near side. Officials' whistle sounds to end the timeout period. Yakima Nation Tribal still on the far side consulting with the coaching staff. And here they come up to the line of scrimmage. That's some big guys out there, I'm telling you. The roster we have lists the grade, and that's all. And it's too bad because I'd be curious to know the height and weight of one Sage George who's over the football at center. He is one big dude. And Oates to pass, steps up in the pocket, pass to the far side is incomplete. Again, some good pressure by the Irish defense, Steve.
Outstanding pressure. I mean, they were all over that quarterback, and that was an impressive run. And we're going to take over on downs with decent field position for these young men. So,
and one of the players putting on the heat from the near side was Gunnar Ferraro. Gunnar is 5 feet 8 inches tall, 130 pounds, and a sophomore. Or as the late, great Keith Jackson used to say, he's only a sophomore.
Only a sophomore. Well, I remember that.
Oh, one of the greats of all time, Keith Jackson. Used to love how he'd say, the University of Southern California.
I'll never get to be that guy. Of course, I'm not the play-by-play guy.
So DeSales takes over on downs at the Yakima Nation Tribal 38-yard line. Coming up on the 7-minute mark, time remaining in the fourth quarter. DeSales 62, Yakima Nation Tribal no score. That is your Minyagi Hauling Services score. Jimenez takes the snap. Going to pitch far side to Perkle. It dribbles along the ground. Are they going to call it a shovel pass? I believe they are. The pass incomplete.
Yeah, the pitch was actually forward, and the side officials have a better view than the back officials. And in that situation, that's who killed the play, was the side officials saw that that was actually a forward pass, even though they call it a pitch. It was still a forward pass, so that's an incomplete pass.
Second down, 10 yards to go for the Irish at the Eagles' 38-yard line. The Sales up to the line of scrimmage. 6:20 and counting left in the final period. Single set back in the backfield. Receiver to the near side. It is Martinick. And Jimenez will pitch near side to Perkle. And Perkle run over a man and get to the 35-yard line. Some serious contact near side. Max Oates there to meet him. Well, they're going to give him forward progress to the 36. So the advance limited there to 2 yards, Steve.
Yeah, whoever the family is for Perkle, man, if you could take him out for a steak tonight, he's going to need it. He's going to need some protein. He has done a good job in attacking the line of scrimmage. I'm impressed. And he's a ninth grader. That's amazing.
Martinick receiver out to the far side this time, wide side of the field to the left. Third and 8 for DeSales. Eagle showing blitz, and Jimenez will keep it himself. Mateo will get to the 35-yard line before being taken down very strongly indeed by Yakima Nation Tribal. A good tackle on the play by Bearcat Holiday, Steve.
Yeah, Bearcat did a good job on that. And if I could say anything to Jimenez is do not play fancy footwork going through the line of scrimmage. Blast through there. You're a big guy. You're a strong guy. Just do it. And he's not going to listen to me anyway, but that's okay.
What? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't either. What were we talking about?
Fourth down, 7 yards to go for DeSales at the Eagles' 35-yard line. Two receivers out to the left, single set back in the backfield. Mateo Jimenez takes the snap, drops back to pass. Here comes the rush, pass down the middle. The pass is overthrown and incomplete. He was looking for Tyce Wood. Tyce had a stride or two on the defender, but the pass overthrown and incomplete. And Yakima Nation Tribal, kudos to them. A nice defensive stand for the Eagles, who will now take over on downs at their 35-yard line, Steve.
Yep, nice defensive stand. And Jimenez just had a little more zip on that thing than he probably wanted to. And it's all right. It's a learning experience. It's awesome. And we're giving Mr. Wood a break, and that
Absolutely.
Is awesome. We're going to need him down the stretch.
Inside of 4 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter, your Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 62, and Yakima Nation Tribal no score. The Eagles in the offensive huddle, plenty of time on the play clock, 21 seconds and counting. Up they come to the line of scrimmage. Big number 68, Sage George, the offensive center, receivers each way, single set back in the backfield with Oates the quarterback, and some movement at the line of scrimmage, penalty flags fly. Take your pick there. It's going to be against the Irish for encroaching into the neutral zone, Steve.
Yeah, and that's okay. I mean, it's a good experience for these youngsters. You got to stay set. You got to wait for that football to move. And nothing else. The coach will work on that a little bit this week.
Now inside of 3 minutes remaining in the fourth. Receivers each way. Equal running room to either side. And Oates to pass. Here comes the rush. And the Irish are going to record a sack and some outstanding pressure. Outstanding pressure initially on the part of the DeSales defense by number 50. And number 50 is Marquez. And then finishing the play off very, very well for the DeSales Irish. Looked like it was Gunnar Ferraro, Steve.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would have said. And Marquez did a great job of getting himself in there. And, I mean, he's going up against their starters, and those are some big kids over on the other side. Like you said, I wish they would have had some weights on here. I would have liked to have seen that. But there's some big kids. And I was looking at that earlier. On their main roster, where all the names are there, they got 10 seniors and 9 juniors listed. That's amazing.
Well, unfortunately, it's not a sack. Quarterback got back to the line of scrimmage. Now he's going to unload a ball deep, deep, deep. It's going to be in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Kahama, and incomplete. And he was open. He got behind the defense. But the bad news is the ball in and out of his hands. Another tough, tough break for the Eagles, Steve.
Yeah, that was on stride and everything. I mean, that was 6 points. There's no doubt about it. And those are positive things. I know they didn't get the big game, but he was wide open. He got himself behind the defense and did a great job with that. Now we're going to have timeout called by the Eagles.
with 1 minute and 14 seconds remaining to be played in the final period. DeSales 62 and Yakima Nation Tribal no score. That is your Manyagi Hauling Services score. Next week, we'll be right back here at Ty Baffney Field to bring you what should be an exciting contest. The DeSales Irish will be playing host to Liberty Spangle. A 2B football team graciously going to play 8-man football away from their accustomed 11-man football. And kickoff is scheduled next Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock here at Ty Baffney Field. We will plan to take the air at or around 2:30 next Friday afternoon right here on your home for Irish Radio. After all the fireworks in the first half, neither team has scored here in the second half, but on that last play, the Eagles coming very, very close to getting themselves on the scoreboard. The timeout period is over. Yakima Nation Tribal, third down, 10 yards to go at its 35-yard line. Now taking the snap at quarterback is Isle. Deep ball into the defensive backfield. The pass is picked off by Caleb Perkle. And what a night for Caleb Perkle, making his presence felt out of the offensive backfield, and now an interception at the Irish 40-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, was Perkle helping Baffney with that popcorn sales? I mean, holy cow, what a night for him. That's awesome. I like to see a young man like that just light it up, a ninth grader. That's amazing. So we're going to – officials trying to get – oh, no, he's not. He's stopping the clock. Looks like he wants to get a playoff.
31 seconds remaining to be played, and the sales coach is on the near sideline telling them to run the clock, and they do. And it might have been because there might have been a little discombobulation, if you will, because they thought that the officials were stopping the clock, but that not the case.
Yeah. And the officials are kind of just letting them kill the play, kill the clock. That's what's going on.
Well, that sounds fair enough.
Yeah. There's no reason to add, you know, put small salt in the wound. They did a good job. Number 52, I like it. That was Shvatel.
Nick Quattle.
Making, just reaching out there and shaking hands with their guys. And I like that good teamwork, sportsmanship.
So it is all over here at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. Going to be a happy homecoming for Irish Nation. The DeSales football team improves to 4-0 on the season with a 62-0 triumph over Yakima Nation Tribal. And that coupled with the success of the volleyball team, a very, very good homecoming for DeSales Athletics and, again, Irish Nation. Our final score tonight here on the gridiron, DeSales 62, Yakima Nation Tribal, no score. Coming up next, the Herald's Powerback postgame show after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves, Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again to Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish, now 4-0 on the 2025 football season. Irish opening league play tonight with a 62-0 victory over Yakima Nation Tribal. And on that happy note, we welcome you to our post-game show. It is presented, as you all know, by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's PowerVac, serving the Valley since 1968. Call 529-2088 for your PowerVac needs. Harold's PowerVac, 520 Russet Road in Walla Walla. We begin our Harold's PowerVac post-game show with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. And Steve, you can pick just about anybody here tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think maybe even the coaches got in on it. Then maybe they scored some touchdowns. But no, they did a great job. And so we had to think about it a little bit. And I think we're going to go with a first half, a Player of the Game for the first half, and then a Player of the Game for the second half. You want me to go ahead and announce them?
Go ahead.
All right. So the first half, and I know my trusty boss here is going to, Cohen Wood, and he's going to have all the stats. He's amazing at it. Just for you guys that don't understand this, when I start talking, he's usually writing down stats. So I don't know how long I got. I might have 10 seconds. I might have 3 minutes. So you never know. And then our second half, we're going to give it to number 20, Caleb Herschel, a ninth grader who just, he just lit it up. He played, and I'm pretty sure at halftime, he was probably selling popcorn with Joe Baffney. I know we already said that, but, and I'm sorry, Joe, I got to pick on you a little bit more, but they did a good job and really impressive. And congratulations to the players of the game. But I want to talk a little bit about the Eagles. Now, we didn't get a chance to talk about some of the successes they had, but they had some standouts, and I'm not going to get them all. And I apologize if I missed your son, and that's not my intention. But people that really stood out in my mind was Arnie Kahama. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
And Kobe Sampson, number 44. Wow, what a stud. Max Oates, Bearcat Holiday, Sage George, and I know they all played well, and they all tried their best, and they kind of run into a juggernaut tonight. But, you know, don't hold your heads down, guys. You did good. So, anyway, I'm off my soapbox. Let's talk about them Irish.
By all means.
Okay, you go right ahead. I know you got some numbers over there.
Now, first we want to congratulate Cohen Wood for the first half, Caleb Perkle for the second half, for their efforts in this ball game. We recognize them as our Eric Kimball CPA co-players of the game. Yeah, richly deserved. Cohen Wood getting the job done in the first half, and in the second half, gotta love the effort. Caleb Perkle, what an outstanding job he did in this ball game. Speaking of the final statistics that Steve alluded to just a few moments ago, our final statistics presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. By our unofficial numbers, DeSales rushing just 11 times in this game, but they gained 110 yards in this contest. Mateo Jimenez had 4 carries in the game for 73 yards. Caleb Bingham carried the ball just 1 time in the game. It was good for a 3-yard touchdown. And Caleb Perkle, 6 carries for 34 yards in tonight's ball game. The Irish, in terms of Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first downs with 11, 5 rushing and 6 passing. Irish did not fumble in this contest. Cohen Wood, 6 for 7 for 164 yards and 5 touchdowns in this contest. What a fine job he did. Cohen now at 23 touchdown passes on the season and 65 for his Irish career. Mateo Jimenez in the second half threw 4 passes, did not complete a pass, but he got some good experience behind center, did Mateo Jimenez. And he was certainly a nice contributor for the Irish, both offensively and defensively. So, okay, 0 for 4 in the passing department, no big deal. Just got good experience, and certainly that is something that will benefit him down the road, I am sure. As far as the Irish receivers are concerned, Jason Guest, a couple of catches for 66 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 of 18, another 1 of 48. Malachi Raymond had a couple of touchdown grabs in the game, 1 of 18 and 1 of 22. Dominic Fazari with a reception in the game, an 8-yard touchdown. And Maddox Filan, an exciting 50-yard reception in this contest here tonight. The Irish were penalized 4 times in the game for 20 yards. The Irish did not punt in this evening's contest. A 62-0 victory over Yakima Nation Tribal. For the Eagles, not much to speak of as far as running the football. 15 carries in the game for only 17 net yards. The DeSales defense coming up with numerous sacks in the contest. Looks like the Irish, I might have said 3 in the first half. They actually had 4 sacks in the first half of this ball game. Mateo Jimenez had the first. Anakin Houchin and Hudson Hall shared one. Hudson Hall with a solo sack. And Nicholas Quattle had a sack in the game as well. The Irish with 14 sacks now on the season. The Yakima Nation Tribal had 3 Edward Jones, Hank Warden first downs in the ball game. Yakima Nation Tribal with 3 lost fumbles in tonight's contest. In the passing department, 2 of 15, 5 interceptions, 40 yards, the story for Yakima Nation Tribal. Old person, 0 for 3 with an interception. Oates, 2 of 11 with 3 interceptions. And Isle with an interception on his only pass attempt of this ball game. Arnie Kahama, who Steve mentioned earlier during our Herald's Powerback postgame show, a couple of receptions for 40 yards in this contest. Yakima Nation Tribal penalized 3 times for 34 yards. And Yakima Nation Tribal did not punt in this evening's contest. We noted DeSales' efficiency as far as 2-point conversions presented by Chase Electric. The Irish in the contest, let's see, they were 7-for-8 in tonight's contest. And on the season now, DeSales, after going 7-for-8, 23 of 32. That is well over 70%, just under 75%, around 72% or so. And also interesting to note that so far this season, DeSales opponents have attempted 8 Chase Electric 2-point conversions. They have been successful just 2 times on the season. That's going to do it for our final statistics. They were presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Continue our Herald's Powerback postgame show. from Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus with some final thoughts. And, Steve, a most impressive first half for the DeSales Irish, and it's going to take a very impressive performance next week when the Irish play host to Liberty Spangle here at Ty Baffney Field.
Yeah, it's going to be for me, it's an interesting situation. I've never seen, and you have, it doesn't shock you as much as it does me, but to see an 11-man team go down to an 8-man team, so that's going to be interesting. But we have some tough competitions coming up, so we did the right things, in my opinion. We kept the majority of the starters in a little bit longer than maybe the coaches wanted to, but they've got to get some snaps, and they got to keep their cohesiveness together, and we got to keep looking at it good as a unit. I mean, we got a tough Sunnyside Christian team coming up. We have a very tough Liberty Christian. I can't call them good. They're very tough. Liberty Christian coming up, and we got a tough Mapton team coming up, Liberty Spangle. So we got some tough games going down the stretch, but we got a good start. The kids look like they're firing on all cylinders. The coaches got them fired up and bought into the program, and I'm impressed. They've done a good job. And hats off to the Eagles. I hope that they get things that they need figured out, and they have a good year and have a successful year, and nobody gets hurt. And I wish the best for them. And I sure could use some fry bread. I like mine with huckleberry.
Oh, absolutely. That was a sight to behold when we were broadcasting the game up in Toppenish last year between these two teams. And, well, the Sausage Fest is coming up next week, and it's going to be quite the festive atmosphere. And, of course, it'll be quite a festive atmosphere, I am guessing, next Friday afternoon when the DeSales Irish football team will take on Liberty Spangle. 3:00 kickoff next Friday afternoon. We will plan to take the air at 2:30 next Friday afternoon right here on your home for Irish radio. And, again, just a fantastic week for DeSales Athletics, the success of the volleyball team, the football team winning tonight over Yakima Nation Tribal. Let's hope the volleyball team is getting some things turned around, and let's hope the DeSales football team can just keep on keeping on. And, again, a tough, tough task coming up next week, but you know that the coaches are going to get the players ready. The players are going to ready themselves this upcoming week. We're hoping for a good week of preparation and a good football game here next Friday afternoon here at Ty Baffney Field. And with this victory, the 2025 DeSales football team extends the program's winning streak here at Ty Baffney Field to 10. And the Irish program, winners of 19 of their last 21 contests played here at Ty Baffney Field, dating back to the 2021 season. And with this victory tonight, which improves the Irish record to 4-0, Josh Richard now 38-11 as DeSales head coach. Steve?
Yeah, that's not too bad. You probably should keep him around. He seems to have the kid's heart and mind and whatever else you want to call it, but he seems to communicate real well with them, and the kids are buying into his program. And I know the other coaches are buying into it. I listen to them talk, and man, they're just it sounds perfect. They're all in unison, so it's awesome.
And that's going to do it for our post-game show from Ty Baffney Field. It was presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's Powerback, serving the Valley since 1968. Call 529-2088 for your power vac needs. Harold's Power Vac, 520 Russet Road in Walla Walla. We'll remind you once again that DeSales football will come your way next Friday afternoon. Ty Baffney Field, the DeSales Irish, playing their third straight home game, part of a very unusual four-game homestand. The Irish next Friday will be hosting Liberty Spangle, a 2B football team. Usually play 11-man football, but next week they're going to be playing 8-man football. Nice to know that the first weekend in October, not a bye situation because of the cancellation of the Tucci contest that was originally scheduled for 2025. But after that cancellation, did a little wheeling and dealing, a little looking around at Liberty Spangle, an opening on their schedule. As a result, DeSales and Liberty Spangle will knock heads here next Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Again, we will take the air next Friday afternoon at 2:30 right here on your home for Irish Radio. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening. We first want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla Catholic Schools for their support of our broadcast, including Principal John Lesko and Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. Also, a big thank you to our in-studio engineer Gabe Fazzari for another marvelous job at the controls. And of course, want to thank all of the great sponsors who helped make these DeSales football broadcasts possible. And of course, want to thank each and every one of you in Irish Nation for tuning in to our broadcast here tonight on this homecoming weekend 2025. For Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia telling you one final time, the DeSales Irish improved to 4-0 on the 2025 football season. The Irish victorious tonight in eight-man football action, opening at league play with a 62-0 victory over the Eagles of Yakima Nation Tribal. It is now time to return you to the studios of your home for Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2, and from Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. For Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Irish Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.